The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Can survive.
Country folks can
survive. Can survive. Yes, we can. And here we are up in North Dakota, surviving. This is your country folk, James Kelso, on this live program, The Trump Phenomenon, here on December 6th, 2018. And we've got an hour together to update ourselves on the goings-on of the Trump phenomenon the last 24 hours. Welcome your participation at 800-313-9443. And let us see what has come up. We've got some interesting things coming up tomorrow. James Comey is scheduled to testify before, is it the House Intelligence Committee? As always, anybody out there with sharper facts than mine, call in and correct me when I'm in error. But James Comey is scheduled to testify tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to see what comes of that. The transcript of his testimony is supposed to be released to the public on Saturday. So that we'll have that as well. So information will be coming right out of that hearing. Also, I believe tomorrow is the deadline for Barry of Bob Mueller to submit his findings or his court documents on Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, I believe, those two. So that will be more thrills and spills. And the something, another thing I'd like to talk about tonight is the Inspector General's report. Michael Horowitz was the Inspector General of the Justice Department. And there's a, this is an interesting person, and boy, and also mysterious. One of the things that I heard Dan Bongino say today, he said, well, what's one of the good things about Michael Horowitz? Horowitz has apparently been the principal source for wonderful things that we've seen. You know, you may have asked yourself, pinched yourself and said, are you kidding? How do we get these text messages between Peter Strzok and his lovebird inamorata, Lisa Page? How did anybody ever get the text messages off of these two cheating spouses' phones? Well, I'm led to believe, from what I hear, it's Michael Horowitz who somehow glommed onto those documents, in effect. And it is from that source that we receive them. So this would make me think wonderful things about Michael Horowitz and to have great high hopes for his. Now, the other thing we learn about Michael Horowitz is as the Inspector General of the Justice Department, he is doing an investigation, the nature of which nobody knows, the scope of which nobody knows. Well, none of us in the public. He has, as the Inspector General, a tremendous power, authority, and resources. I remember reading that he had 600 staff. He's also the president or the chairman of the organization of all inspector generals in all branches of the government, some 70-some different inspector generals. He is the chairman of all of them, not an official position, but an informal honor. So he's highly regarded by his fellow inspectors general. Now, and Bongino who is a great, you know, you've seen him, great patriot. He believes that Michael Horowitz is about to release a stupendous bombshell of a report, which has the left in an absolute panic. Mueller is in a panic. Rod the Rat Rodenstein is in a panic. All of the left-wingers are in a panic. And they are in a race with time to do as much damage as they can to before Horowitz's report comes out, we're led to believe, and also to deflect or delay the Horowitz report by doing that very damage. For example, one of the goals of the left is to prevent, to either intimidate, frighten, I hate to use the word with Donald Trump, I don't think he's easily frightened, but to intimidate or deter him from declassifying and releasing a huge amount of documents, which are the incriminating evidence that Horowitz is uncovering, and to release that to us, the public. And apparently an enormous pressure is being used publicly and then behind the scenes on Donald Trump to stop him. He actually announced he was declassifying and releasing that information. And then in a 24-hour turnaround, there was a meeting. I believe Rodney the Rat Rodenstein was at that meeting and other intelligence people. And whatever they said in a private meeting with Donald Trump caused him to change his mind and the next day say, we're going to leave it up to Michael Horowitz. I think that's what he said. That was his determination. So, well, all right. So that's all good news. And now I'll just throw my little rain on the parade. I'm thinking to myself, is this too good to be true? That there is a white knight somewhere in the middle of the deep swamp who is a really good guy with hundreds of other really good guys working for him, who's about to completely take apart the nastiest scheme of the deep swamp ever. That's a lot to hope for. I don't know how. Let's take a look at Michael Horowitz. I don't know anything about him. I think some of these people who are saying that Horowitz is about to release this great bombshell, some of them may actually know him, so they have maybe much more qualification to expound on the matter than I do. But Michael Horowitz, very little information about him in his Wikipedia article. He was appointed in 2012 to the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Justice by Barack Obama. Educated at Brandeis undergraduate and Harvard Law. I don't have his age here. This is, I guess, probably typical of intelligence people, is that their personal details are not readily available. And the you know, the best thing that I've heard about Horowitz is, if it's true, that he is the miracle worker who got such things as the struck text messages, kept them, gathered them, and got them released to the public. There must be some good guys somewhere, either in the NSA or the Department of Justice, and there must be for the good things that have come out, but to think, now the way Bongino characterizes it, he says it's the good guys versus the bad guys, that the Michael Horowitz camp is in fact a whole body of good guys who are going to, and I'll talk about this in just a moment, what they're going to expose, according to Bongino, and then of course the bad guys we know very well, the Mueller cabal, evil incarnate. And I said this to somebody who called, one of the listeners who called yesterday. I actually said it to the engineer. If I had a life-size poster of Robert Mueller on the wall in some room, I'd feel uncomfortable being in that room. I'd have to take, I couldn't have that picture of those eyes of Robert Mueller. I couldn't take it staring at me or my family having to look at him. This is a frightening individual. Even down to his gestures, watch the YouTube clip that just the way he drinks water at a hearing table, just the way he holds a cup and sips the water daintily, sets it back down, and the way he moves his eyes and so on. There's something incredibly snake-like, incredibly reptilian, incredibly evil about Robert Mueller. I hope this is true. Now, Donald Trump has tweeted, like, let's go to the president's tweets. He's tweeted, where is the inspector general's report? Donald Trump has heard these hopeful stirrings as well. And he is wondering, where is this report? Let's go to the president's tweets. And now, I guess I said I was going to rain on the parade just a little bit. I'm just being a little bit skeptical that we could be so lucky that lightning could strike twice. Donald Trump appears out of the clouds like a bolt of lightning out of a blue sky, and that Michael Horowitz would repeat the performance. Oh, and what's the takedown we're talking about? Bongino says this is the takedown of the century. This is the thriller in Manila. This is what do they call it? The rumble in the jungle. This is the epic fight of all time. And Horowitz is going to take down the whole Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, this whole gang of people who are guilty of the biggest crime in American history, which includes just as one component, the $145 million payoff, pay for play, that came from Russia with love to Hillary Clinton in a payment for 20% of our uranium capacity. An absolute act of treason authorized by the CFIUS board. And that's a hard one for any of us to remember what CFIUS stands for. I'm going to tell you in a second. I wrote it down. Let me get it here. CFIUS, where are you? It is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. And, appropriately obscure and hard to remember because they don't want to be known. In fact, if you look up CFIUS, if you go to the website, go to the CFIUS website itself, and they won't tell you who's on the board. Right now, go to the website of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and try to tell me who are the members of the CFIUS board. I couldn't find it. And if you can't find it, it's just as good as not there. But the CFIUS board, this is the point Bongino and others are making, is that the CFIUS board that approved in 2009 the sale of our uranium to the Russians. Oh, what is it? The Committee on Foreign Investment. The idea behind this CFIUS board is that if there is a strategic sale of an American asset to a foreign country to prevent damage to the security of the United States, this board was instituted to have to review. You got to go by this board and get in a green light. So to sell 20% of our uranium to Russia, I think that would require a CFIUS green light. Well, who's on the CFIUS board? Here's where it gets, the plot thickens. The people on that CFIUS board that okayed the sale of our uranium to Russia are the very same people who are persecuting Donald Trump today. The very same Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, the very same Andy McCabe, the very same Robert Mueller, Eric Holder, those very same Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State on the CFIUS board, which must unanimously approve, make its approvals, must be unanimous. So all of those people who were doing pay-for-play with Russia are now attacking Donald Trump with an absolutely made-up hoax, Donald Trump collusion with the Russians. And this is a standard practice of evil people in general, projection. So if there's someone is stealing money from you, very likely they'll accuse you of stealing money from them. If an evil person smashes you in the face unprovoked, very likely they're going to say that you provoked them and they were defending themselves. It's projection. If they hate you, if you've ever been in a situation like that where somebody really hates you, accuses you of hating them, and you never really thought about it, that's called projection. And that's what the left, liberals, commies, I like what Rudy Giuliani said in his comment about the Mueller people, sick puppies. That's what sick puppies do. And these are sick people. And that is what liberalism is. Liberalism is not a disagreement among reasonable men and women, a difference of approach or philosophy. It may have been such a thing at some time, maybe when Hamilton was debating with Jefferson. It was a disagreement among honorable men on a course of action to follow. No more. No, it is now the line is drawn between fundamentally evil and good, darkness and light. Let's go to the tweets of our president here. Let us go there now. Come in, Donald Trump. And here he is. And let's just check his latest tweet 1 hour ago. Statement from China. This is Donald Trump 1 hour ago. I know I'm changing the subject here a little bit, but we'll come back to this theme of Michael Horowitz. Statement from China. The teams of both sides are now having smooth communications and good cooperation with each other. We are full of confidence that an agreement can be reached within the next 90 days. Unquote. That's a statement from China. Donald Trump's two-word comment, I agree. Now watch that calm the stock market down tomorrow. Should see a big upsurge in the stock market with that tweet. A previous tweet an hour ago. Does the fake news media ever mention the fact that Republicans, with the very important help of my campaign rallies, won the United States Senate 53-47? All I hear is that the open borders Democrats won the House. The Senate alone approves judges and others. Big Republican win. Good tweet from the president. And let's see here. Let's go back to it. Let's go a little earlier. Here we have a tweet 10 hours ago that connects with our topic right now, Mueller. Without the phony Russia witch hunt, and with all that we have accomplished in the last almost 2 years, tax and regulation cuts, judges, military, vets, etc., my approval rating would be at 75% rather than the 50% just reported by Rasmussen. It's called presidential harassment. Now, I am not going to say that the president reads my comments or listens to this show. But stranger things have happened. And let me just tell you, let me read you my summary of the show yesterday. This is how I summarized the show yesterday. And I want you to relate this to the verbiage that our greatest president ever just used in that tweet. On December 5th, this is my show summary from yesterday. On December 5th, 2018, we get a great comment from Rudy Giuliani correctly calling the Mueller hit squad sick puppies. The Mueller Insurance Policy Syndicate has now successfully. And wait till you hear what I have to say next, right after this break.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And let me resume. I just read you the greatest president in American history's tweet 10 hours ago about him, the fact that he has been harassed. And had he not been harassed by the Mueller witch hunt, his accomplishments, as great as they have been, would have been much greater. Here's what I wrote yesterday, summarizing my show. I said, continuing where we left off, the Mueller insurance policy syndicate has now successfully harassed Donald Trump every single day of his presidency and before his presidency, during the primaries as well. The great things that our greatest president has delivered during the last 2 years, and then I put in parentheses, and before, since what Trump taught us during the primaries is also a huge accomplishment. Would have been hugely greater had Trump not been incessantly threatened by the Mueller network That network includes the entire Democrat establishment and the entire Rhino establishment. It also includes in the network all of the fake news controlled media, with the lone exception of some of the Fox News hosts. And I list Carlson, Hannity, Dobbs, Ingram, Pirro, Levin, etc. Now, folks, contemplate the enormity of the damage that Mueller has inflicted. It's much worse than is being talked about, even by patriots. Without Mueller's harassment, same word the president uses in his tweet, Trump would have had the wherewithal to get the wall funded fully. America would be watching it being rapidly completed right now. That and other successes like that would have guaranteed Trump's re-election in 2020. These successes would have caused Republicans to retain control of the House in 2018. Mueller has provided the fake news with which Trump has been damaged in the minds of Americans for 2 years. Mueller has caused our president costly anxiety, costly lost hours, costly internal disruption of his own team. Mueller has been a successful wrecking ball for 2 years. Is he done? No. I think he may be just getting started. I can see him easily screwing up another year of the Trump presidency. Easily. With the demon rats now in control of the House, they will be providing constant cover for Mueller. They will be cheering him on. They will be giving him anything he wants. That was a damn good summary yesterday. And I tell you, we've been hearing all sorts of, so-called seeming know-it-alls have been telling our president that Mueller is about ready to wrap up his investigation. This goes back more than a year ago. A year and a half ago, I think. People were saying, Mueller's just about done. Then okay, the engineer tells me I'm on the air. I better start talking. In case you hadn't noticed, the show is live. The Energizer Bunny. Well, I'll tell you, the man of infinite energy is our president. I don't think Mueller has infinite energy. I think he has something more nasty, but the motivation of evil. And I don't think he will ever relent. Now we've got another break. I will be right back. And I'll look for your calls also right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Call my name?
Cause daddy's
name wasn't Willie Woodrow. Hey. Hey, we're back, folks. I'm just mentioning that I hope Michael Horowitz is the miracle worker that some are hoping that he will be, and that he will lower the boom on the bad guys, and that his team is all a bunch of good guys. But a little bit of a caution here. Caution. I'll tell you, we do know we have some. These are an unknown quantity. Other than Horowitz maybe being the source of all those good messages, I hate to lean just on hope. We do have some good guys, like Jim Jordan, like Mark Meadows, like Dan Bongino, like Sarah Carter, John Solomon, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, all of these people. But they are, you know, this is the plight that we patriots have been in, is that we're a private operation. We're going by the seat of our pants. And what we need, really, to fight the deep state, we need real power. And that's what the breakthrough that Donald Trump represents. He is real power, surrounded in a swamp of deep state, but he actually has some real power. And that's what we need. I'll give you another example of how we don't get to the bottom of things. It's something that's as plain as the nose on your face. The fake hoax aspect of the Russia Mueller probe is so obvious. It's stupidly obvious. The guy who really expresses that on TV the best is Joe DiGenova. Joe DiGenova really just, in his expression and his speech, he lets you know how dumb it is, anybody who questions the obviousness of all of this. Well, I'll give you another example where we've been operating as private citizens, patriots, and we've never been able to, you know, finish the job. The investigation into what really happened on 9/11. There has never been, no, we have no government power, no government agency, no police agency, no grand jury, nothing with real power investigating what happened to World Trade Centers 1, 2, and most importantly, 7 on 9/11. Now, it's as just as the DiGenova attitude towards the obviousness of the Mueller hoax, the 9/11 hoax. It's obvious to anybody, every single architect, every single engineer who's examined the evidence of 9/11 has come to the conclusion that it was an inside job and that it was a controlled demolition. There are now 3,000 such architects and engineers who've signed on with their reputations, their names, their details on the AE911truth.org website, AE911truth.org. Put together by one individual, Richard Gage. I've had the honor of meeting him twice, once in Los Angeles, once in New York. But that's just one man, one courageous man, like these other courageous individuals, you know, fighting the deep state with no real power. So, if Michael Horowitz lets us down, where do we go? What's our next line of defense? Well, Senate committees. We've got to find somewhere some solid patriotic Senate committee to pick up the work of the House committees, which now blow away because Donald Trump was deprived of his House majority by, among other things, the Mueller harassment of his presidency. And the all-out war of what Donald Trump has correctly identified as the enemy of the people, the fake media. It is enemy number one. So we got to get some good Senate committees. The president has to get an attorney general. He was so correct when he said, "I don't have an attorney general." Speaking of Jeff Sessions, he didn't have an attorney general. That's the only man who can prosecute, who can impanel grand juries and bring charges, formulate indictments, conduct investigations. He's got to have an attorney general who believes in at least most of what Donald Trump believes in and we patriots believe in. So that's got to happen. And then there's Donald Trump himself, you know, just continuing to operate as he has done on his own. But that's what we have. And now we will be going into the headwinds of a House run by crazy people, the House of Representatives, run by absolutely the demon rats are demented people. They're programmed. There's never been anything like this in American history. Our ancestors never had to deal with an opposition party that was demented. So this is going to be some kind of an experience. I hope that the effect of the Democratic Trump derangement syndrome is to further awaken and motivate the patriot impulses within our people. I hope that's the effect. And then we can right the ship in 2020, regain the House, and of course, win the presidency. Let me look at my caller board here. I've got Agent 1961 in Northern California. Let's start with Agent 1961. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Inspector Clouseau. This is Agent 1961 reporting. I'm reporting upside down because 1961 is the same either way you look at it.
Oh, okay.
And
Thank you for exposing and talking about these things that a decade ago, or even nearly two, that to bring up these issues and have an intelligent discussion was nearly impossible. So thank you for pointing that out and pointing the fingers at the Mueller's, the McCabe's, the Mueller's, and
let's take all of those very generous thank yous from you, Dr. Kelly, and let's package them up and forward them on to the man who deserves them. Not me at all. And no part of that. Donald Trump is such a titanic figure in our history. He has changed all of our lives. And you're exactly right. We weren't talking about these things. And here's how I define the Trump phenomenon. One of my definitions. It's the application of intelligence to reality. That's what Donald Trump is all about. That's as a businessman. When he wanted to build a tower in Chicago right on the river, an impossible task, in a little tiny lot, build a huge tower, he was actually going to go for the tallest building in the world. That's impossible. But to Donald Trump, that's just, I'm going to apply intelligence to that problem and solve it. And that's what he's done for his whole career. And now he's expanded to the realm of our nation and the future of our country. He is the man who has changed all of this. And in my own personal life, I've changed my approach to patriotism completely as a result of Donald Trump. I am so thankful to him because he's made us connect with reality, to connect with populism, to connect with our own people, to speak in common sense. And to apply the standard, you know, the art of the deal, and how to win friends and influence people. You know, ask yourself all the time, Kelso, how's that working out? You know, if it's not working out, drop it. don't keep pursuing, you know, trying to get a different result with the same approach. Donald Trump applies intelligence to problem solving, basic, you know, engineering thinking. And that's he's brought. And then he has another character trait that politicians utterly lack, which is integrity, and honesty, sincerity, a true love of his country and of his people. He's not a politician. So it's all the thank yous have to go to Donald Trump. And then hopefully we will get, other great people, you know, people like Jim Jordan have appeared and so on. And from that crop of people that Donald Trump is bringing them out, he's inspiring them, and they're from that group of people, we will get the Trump. That's the Trump movement that Donald Trump's building, which I think is even more important than his presidency, and transcends whether he wins again in 2020 or not. The Trump movement is established. You're not going to put that toothpaste back in the tube. I saw a great article on Brexit by a guy named Dellingpole, who was talking about the anti-Brexit people in Britain. And he said, no, you're not going to put that toothpaste back in the tube. Britain has revolted against the EU. And whether Brexit is bashed apart and knocked down by the lying media, just the way they're attacking Donald Trump. Suppose Brexit disintegrates. Does that mean the Brexiteers, the patriots, the Trump movement people are defeated? No, it doesn't. We are going to roll on this movement. The Trump train, the Brexit train is on the move. And whatever battlefield defeats that we encounter, we're not going to be defeated. And you just can't. This is, you know, Trump says this is a movement unlike any other in American history, maybe in history, period. It has changed everything. None of us will ever be able to think of our lives or approach the problems of America and our people in the same way again. I'm utterly changed. I've told this story many times on the air. The night of November 8th, 2016, when we all realized that this man would be our president, as I said, when I turned my microphone off, I hurried upstairs to tell my then 6-year-old son and my 12-year-old daughter, kids, you know, they were sleepy. It was late at night. And I had to wake them up to just say, your lives just got a whole lot better, a whole lot better because of this man. And they're now big Trump fans. They've been to 2 Trump rallies. We cheer our president on the 70-inch big screen TV We go wild in the living room, cheering along with the rallies.
Yeah, we're not getting that lava back in the volcano. Let's just think of it in the stellar sense, you know.
Yeah. So this is I'm very hopeful about the whole thing, and what I just hope and pray is that Donald Trump just, that tremendous energy he has and determination, may he live to be 100, and may his energy levels be at high, high levels for the longest possible time. And because he is our leader.
Can point that out, too, because you were discussing how the Chinese trade thing. And, I mean, remember back in the 70s how men had really big, thick hair and high levels of testosterone? We didn't have soy boys and soy lattes chemically castrating our men. And, it's just... it's just a historical fact. I mean, look at Gino Vannelli and all of our artists of the day. I mean,
Well, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, certainly Donald Trump certainly is a real man. And the women in his life are real women. And that was, that was our, when he told us make America great again, we all, those of us of a certain age, we remember when men were men. And women were women, and it was wonderful. It was a beautiful world, and we can have it back. We can get it back, and we do have it back. It's not just a dream. That's why I say you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, because if you've been to a Trump rally, you were there. That wonderful world that we used to have was there, alive. Its heart was beating. Right there in that crowd of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people, with many more thousands outside. It's an experience. I'll tell you what, if I were talking to Donald Trump right now, I would say to him, I don't know what it's like for you to be at the podium when you look out on a crowd of 15,000 of us just going wild. But let me tell you, Mr. President, that wild crowd that you have, that enthusiasm, that love that you're feeling at the podium, it's real. It's real to us in the audience. It's just as powerful in a wave of emotion to us as it must be to you at the podium. And it's also something that none of us have ever experienced in our lives before. I'm a political junkie. I go all the way back. I was a political junkie in junior high when I was debating for Richard Nixon versus John Kennedy, and I took the side of Richard Nixon, Paul Revere Junior High School, and out in the Bel Air, California, actually just a few blocks from Ronald Reagan's house. Ronald Reagan lived in Bel Air right there. And, I would say that to the president, that it's, my gosh, what you've done to all of us, it's absolutely, absolutely wonderful. And the thank you goes not to somebody like me. I will thank Donald Trump. He righted my ship. He corrected my course. I was not on the right path, particularly in politics at all. And one of the great contributions I've made, Dr. Kelly, is identifying the loser that white nationalism has been, and the headache that it is for Donald Trump, who's it has been a complete liability. To Donald Trump, he has no connection to it at all. Donald Trump has started from scratch with what the Patriot Movement, among all Americans, but including white Americans, the Patriot Movement that we all should have had all along. And the left has destroyed the Patriot cause by making it look clownish, by featuring clownish movements, clownish groups, and then trying to attach them to any real patriot that appears. As Donald Trump, and it happens every day. You watch the left wingers on there going, Donald Trump says something immensely intelligent, and then they try to smear it as being that's white nationalist, and that worked in the past. That worked in the past. I'm just got my fingers crossed that it's not going to work. That it's wearing out, as I like to say in the show. The left has lost their mojo. And so the place.
They lost a lot more than that a long time ago. I second that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a contribution I can make because I know a lot about that whole story. And Donald Trump has really started the true movement. He started it from scratch. It's his work, his creation. And I view myself as a learner. I'm studying that's why I called the show The Trump Phenomenon. I am studying and learning. I'm a student of this incredible genius. How are we doing on time? We got one more segment. So, Dr. Kelly, thanks. We'll come back with more calls right after the break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over.
Hey, let's talk about a war. Let's talk about a war that might just be almost over. Donald Trump has ordered his subordinates to work on ending the Afghan war. And that is, he's as a man who loves, who told that horrible interviewer, Megyn Kelly, that his favorite book was All Quiet on the Western Front. That is the quintessential peace book. And I've always sensed it from the get-go that Donald Trump was our greatest peace president. He wants peace. He does not want war. And his buildup of military is not a warlike act. It's peace through strength. and the that war made it come to a close. And so another great aspect of Donald Trump. Let's go to another caller here, George in Texas. George, are you getting pretty worn out with all the funerals there?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is everybody's making all these accolades about Bush 41. But the truth is, he rolled over the Democrats, and everybody's sitting there saying how great the Americans with Disability Act was, and that was a bureaucratic nightmare. I know business owners that got they had to pay through the nose because of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
You know, yes, and let's go back in our time machine a little bit and think about, we're just talking about war and Donald Trump. He was the guy with the guts. I can't believe the guts. When I heard Donald Trump say that the Middle East wars were a waste of $6 trillion taxpayer dollars and thousands of brave American, the best of America lives, what a gutsy man. And he's, that was truth. That was truth right in the teeth of political correctness. You would think if you said that you couldn't possibly get military votes and the military wouldn't support you. Yes, soldiers, they love a man of peace. They actually, Ron Paul tapped into that. Ron Paul got more contributions to his campaign from military than all the other Republican candidates combined. It's because he was a man of peace. Ron Paul didn't get it on immigration. That's why his campaign didn't take off. And it's why Donald Trump was right in 2011. I was in the audience when he said, as much as you love Ron Paul, he said, we're a bunch of Paulaholics there in the hall at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. in 2011. Donald Trump came out as a surprise speaker, and he said, as much as you know, we love Ron Paul, he can't possibly win. And, you know, the crowd booed. The crowd booed. We couldn't take that much truth. But Donald Trump was right. He was ahead of his time. I wish he had run in 2012. He was thinking about running. And we didn't get it. We didn't get it. But Ron Paul couldn't win. And one reason he couldn't win is that he was wrong on the greatest issue of all, which is the invasion, the immigration invasion.
But you know, I could say one thing. Ron Paul was my congressman.
Oh, really?
I came down. He lives in Lake Jackson or somewhere in that area, Jackson. You know, and the day he passed away, I could tell you one thing. There's going to be a big turnout there.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. And thank you, everybody. We'll meet up again tomorrow night here at the Trump Phenomenon. Stay tuned. Or be with us tomorrow. So long.
Don't stop believing.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.